Hello!
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 What's up?
How are you
in
going
lovely Waldo... I'm sorry.
How are you doing?
I got confused for a minute. It's been a long con.
We are in the... Lights are going.
Like Ocean's 11.
Bowels of the Jacob Javits Center.
Yes, this is Comic-Con after dark.
At the close... Do I have to get
That's
naked?
What it is.
No.
Comic-Con after dark.
Does it matter if you're on the radio?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I'm naked.
So
I'm
we just took away all of Howard Stern's career right there.
We did.
Hoo-hoo! Yeah.
Hoo-hoo, Robin.
Believe me.
I'm the king of everything, Robin. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Wow.
We are at the close of day three
of
New York Comic Con. I'm calling it Bizarro New York Comic Con.
Really strange.
Because there was a weird vibe today.
I agree. Yeah.
At the con overall.
Yeah.
And the crowd, while mobbed, was not as mobbed as it should have been.
It was not.
On Saturday.
And I think Scapegoat will back me up on this. I do not think it was as mobbed today as it was yesterday.
I don't think so either.
I certainly didn't get that impression.
No.
Either in the morning, while we're here at the booth, 127, or while I was walking around in the thick of it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Did not get that impression at all. OG and I walked the entire artist alley today, hardly molested at all.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what tomorrow brings, if there'll be some sort of weird, like, influx or uptick in the numbers.
I don't know.
I maintain that this had to do with the weather, in some fashion.
I'm wondering if it maybe was part weather, part...
Fatigue?
You know what? I've got a four-day pass. I'm not going to go Saturday because Saturday is so crowded.
I'll go Sunday.
Yeah, either that or the other thing could be that there a lot of the really good panels were today.
Right.
And I walked by that area a couple times. The crowds down at the panels were stupid busy.
Oh,
so
you think maybe...
a lot of people stayed on the lines at the panels... And so it didn't translate over to the floor?
That could be.
Could be.
That could be.
A couple of the panels got canceled, though, I heard. Like, Patrick Stewart was supposed to be here and bailed.
Yeah.
Was that canceled?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, there were a couple other people, too, that got canceled or flown out
now,
or whatever.
Was it canceled because he was not at the show?
I don't know.
I just know
that I feel bad for anyone who waited in line for a wristband to come back to find out later that they're kind
of... Okay, let's talk about something. One of the features of New York Comic Con this year was a photo opportunity with the entire cast of The Next Generation.
Yeah, he may have been there for that. I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
Maybe he just bailed on the
I'm not saying anything, but he wasn't
at his panel. If he bailed on that, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
But what else did we do today? Let's kind of wrap the day up.
Well, we spoke with Steve Ford from Go Hero.
You'll hear that
which
later.
Which is always a good time.
Eventually, I'm sure.
And we are really looking forward to some of that stuff that's coming out with him. Absolutely amazing stuff.
Really cool.
What did you do today, OG, besides walked?
I saw all of Artist Alley.
Yes, we did.
I bought several prints. I bought a couple from Karen Hillian. I bought
Karen Gillian was here?
No. I bought Ed McGuinness, a Nightcrawler print.
Oh, that's true.
I stopped by Aunt Lucia's booth because it's like a rule if I come to a con and Aunt Lucia's there.
The Boba Fett.
Go and buy.
The Boba Fett one is nice.
I know, but I can't. I have seven of his big prints already hanging in the studio.
What about Chris Umiga?
So I swung by his booth twice, but I haven't committed to a print yet because I'm having a hard time picking up. But I got to tell you, 13th floor, the booth that's across from us.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have to grab something from them tomorrow.
You know what? I think we're going to... Maybe we'll get the 13th floor guys over here at some
totally.
Point.
I did have an Einhorn's epic cookie today.
Yeah. You know what I heard?
What?
Einhorn is Finkel.
Finkel is Einhorn, and Einhorn is a man.
That's what I've heard.
I need a shower.
Wow. No! That's a good reference.
But I think that was my day in a nutshell.
Definitely.
Yeah,
and don't forget, because this is the only thing I can speak to, Odd Fauna.
Odd Fauna, yes.
Yeah, which is awesome. Yeah. We
I
checked them out, and
I
got a per book, which is really cool, and a little mini adorable badass kind of statue thing.
A number of major book publishers wanted to talk to us about getting us some content for us to talk about on the show, so of course we did that. Talked to a lot of those guys, so especially glad to hear from us were the people, I can't remember which one, it might be Quark Books, but I don't remember off the top of my head, the people who do...
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
The Star Wars Shakespeare books.
That's Quark.
Oh, yeah.
That is Quark.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they recasting? statistically one of the three of us.
They wanted to know. They wanted to know there was one voice actor they felt a little lacking.
Gotcha.
Did you tell them that was the bit?
No,
that's my excuse.
No, I told them it was straight up.
Oh, okay, good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, we definitely saw a lot of stuff today.
I think that's it. I mean, yeah, I think the biggest problem we're having right now is that the con staff is giving us dirty looks.
Yeah, they are.
Because we need to start cleaning up. So with that, we will be back tomorrow morning.
Yes, we
to
will.
Kick off day four of
the final day.
Yes. New York Comic Con 2014.
Yes.
We have to turn the mics off now because Jason Chalker's coming over to the booth, and we don't want him
just,
on the mic.
It's so. Just Jason.
Oh, dirty, dirty boy.
Come here, say something, Jason.
Hello, Internet. How are you today?
There you go.
That's fucking
quiet
awesome.
Jason Chalker's afraid to get near the mic.
Maybe we'll have him tomorrow.
Maybe.
Ooh, you'll have him, will you? Ooh.
That's how I do.
All right. And that's all right, boys and girls. From day three, goodbye.